Good afternoon. My blog for today is called Icebergs Galore. Fairyland in Canada has thousands of tourists flocking to enjoy the hospitality of the residents as they come in their droves, especially to see the 150-foot tall iceberg that has attached itself quite near the shoreline. 150 feet is massive compared to the 100-foot tall iceberg that was responsible for the sinking of the Titanic in 1912. That mighty ship that was thought to be unsinkable actually did sink on 14 April just before midnight. She was of the design that surviving four watertight compartments being ripped open would be the maximum amount of damage she could take. However, five were opened up that night by what one couldn't see of the iceberg. It is said that 90% of an iceberg remains hidden beneath the waters, so if one could see 100 feet of it, then there was close to another 1,000 feet lurking beneath the waves. With that amount of force, then it is little wonder that the hull plates buckled inwards like crinkled up aluminium foil, exposing 5 out of the 16 watertight compartments to the ravages of the sea. Sad loss of life, ship, property, and precious cargo. This particular iceberg that appeared in the first week of April 2017 is much larger than that and is one of 600 others that have broken off and floated along the northern Atlantic coastline since iceberg season started at the beginning of spring. Despite what the President of the United States says, it is definitely a result of global climate change as to why so many icebergs are breaking away from their mother, Greenland, and making their way down south. Fairyland has gained a lot as businesses boom from the numbers of tourists coming into town just to see this huge rock of ice. It is so close to shore that it can be touched and is being used as ice in the various social drinks such as iceberg gin, iceberg beer, iceberg vodka and iceberg rum. Apparently in 2016, 687 icebergs passed through the shipping lanes of Fairyland. So the locals say, you've seen one, you've seen them all. But I am thinking, what a beautiful vision that it must be to be close and to be able to touch it and even come away with a piece of it as a souvenir. I guess we here in New Zealand would be enthralled by such a miracle, while the people of Fairyland and the surrounding district are so used to them. At the same time, what a reminder to us all to put our heads together to come up with more ideas as to how we can take better care of the environment that has been entrusted to our care. Look, thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.